This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ooh, previously on I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore.
This is going to kill you. This is bad.
What do you think the like absolute best case scenario is? Oh, and then God. What do you think the absolute worst case scenario
best case
is?
Scenario, I get to be on Comedy Bang Bang.
I have a feeling everything's going to change at noon.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next episode, everything will be changed.
Yes. You guys are catching me on probably the last bits of good I have.
Welcome to Fight Club. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. After disaster, can we be resurrected? It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Nothing is static. Everything is evolving. Everything is falling apart. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This
hey, everybody. I'm Jacob Wysocki, and welcome to I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore, an endurance podcast where I watch the movie Fight Club for 72 hours straight. We're talking no sleep, no leaving the house, and I am in the thick of it. I've been up for about 28 hours at this point. My voice is starting to go, and I just got done watching Fight Club for the 11th time. It is now playing for the 12th time right now. Before we get into how I'm feeling, I'd love to introduce my guests. Ladies and gentlemen listening at home, can you tell that I'm not firing as fast as I was in the first two episodes? Can you hear that in my voice? Thank you so much. I just got handed a piece of paper with all of their names. Welcome to the podcast, Moses Storm and Katie Delaney. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Here we are.
Hi. Yes, we're here.
Katie, a newer friend who is seeing me in a new state. Moses, an older friend.
I'm at the end of my life, so that's fair to say. That is fair. This is really it for me.
And I don't feel like for you, Moses, this is... You've seen me pretty loopy before.
Oh, yeah.
We work long hours.
We've worked long hours on maybe projects that weren't that great.
Yeah.
So,
and they'll remain nameless.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not shots fired. So this seemed like a natural lateral move for you.
Yeah. Just to go from, you know, low budget horror movies into a podcast.
Absolutely what this is. Yeah.
So for everybody listening and everybody in the room, you know, a lot of people are wondering why I'm doing this, and I always like to sort of revisit why. And
tell us.
I'd like to speak a little bit about our credits before we get into.
Oh, please.
Oh.
Yeah, please.
Just most podcasts, you get like some credits, so people are like, oh, I respect this person's opinion.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, let them know.
They were on that canceled YouTube Red series.
Yeah, you know? Moses Storm was on a Burger King commercial that was written up on a lot of vulture blogs came out about you. And Katie, a very funny writer and I would say a Twitter phenom.
Oh, damn. That's right. I have to add that to my accolades now.
Yes, you're a Twitter
phenom.
Popular
on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a solid credit. And I can DM Frodo at any moment.
So, you know, the why. Why are we doing this? At this
that's
point, it's starting to get the foundation of the experiment is starting to get weaker.
That's what I would like to know before anything. I'm sure you answered this a couple times, but now if you're 11 times in, 26 hours you've been awake, me 28 now. Is there a new why? Why do this?
I think originally the why was sort of like to test the human condition and to experiment with like a different state of mind that I've never been into. And I think it's like the longer I do it, the more I guess sort of like reinforced that I am interested in exploring what it's like being so tired and sort of like forced into repetition.
And is there something that Fight Club brought out in you? Because you could do like a straight up David Blaine, just be in a glass box.
Yeah.
Or Marina Abramovich, sit with someone for a while and connect with a human being. Was there something about the movie Fight Club that specifically jumped out and thought that would be a challenge for you?
Well, I'll be honest. I picked Fight Club because it made a good title for a podcast.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about Fight Club anymore. It makes
you
sense.
Have no connection to it as a child.
No, this is not an impactful movie for me. This was not a thing that I based a philosophy around. But I will say, now that we're as this has matured, I'm glad I picked this movie because there are a lot of parallels to this sort of like staying up. Like the narrator is like going through this sort of like insomnia. You have the people who want to be a part of the training aspect of Project Mayhem. They have to stay outside for 72 hours.
And you made us wait outside.
Yeah, but that was us.
Podcast, in Glendale.
Yeah.
I don't want to dox you on air, but you know, we're in the loose.
The sun is beating down out there.
Glendale, well, you guys did it. You did 3 days, hey, no thanks. Food, no water, and now you have.
You insulted us.
I dyed my
hours.
Hair blonde and my eyebrows, and that's a Fight Club reference. I wish it was 1998.
Do you really wish that?
1998? No, it was a bad year.
It was not good.
It's not
a bad year for
every
wine.
Year's gotten better. Even when people are like, "Oh my god, the world's so messed up," everything has gotten significantly better as
I
far
agree.
As human rights.
Jacob, how many times do you think you've seen this movie before you started this project?
Like bits and pieces on cable.
Oh, right. You never watched it all the way through.
I don't think I can't recall a time I sat down and watched the whole thing.
Okay.
It is one of those movies that's constantly on, and you watch
TNT.
It till the commercial break.
Yeah, TNT.
And then you're like,
TNT.
Oh, I'll come back and take a shower, and then like some show like Ray Donovan's on.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, I guess I missed the ending of the movie.
So this is the first time in a long time you've seen it all the way through.
Yes, yes. Okay. And at this point, I've seen it multiple ways through and know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And haven't skipped a beat. You know, I like to check in with how I'm feeling before we get into the real thick of it. This is where I think we start getting into the more interesting aspects of it. The first two episodes were like pretty easy thumbs up. Like I knew the first 24 hours would be the easiest.
As far as like just roasting the movie, having fun with friends.
Just like being awake.
Being awake, yeah.
But now you've hit that point where you're over it. You don't care about like, oh, I want to be funny. I want to make this entertaining. So it's really the part where like you could almost start at this episode.
Yeah, this feels like where it starts to pick up steam.
Yeah.
And last night, I'm not looking for sympathy or empathy when I say this because I'm fully aware that I made this decision and this is my fault. But like it was very tough. The hours from like 3:30 to 8 a.m. were really hard. And it was very dark, and this movie is very dark, and it's very loud, and I was just really uncomfortable. Right now, I can like very much feel my skull. I have a pretty bad headache from watching so much TV. My eyes hurt.
Yes.
I get a 15-minute break. I'm technically allowed a 15-minute break every 3 viewings of the movie. And so last night I hit my 6.
Well, what are you doing on these breaks?
I did a deep meditation on my 6 break.
Okay. And by that, you listened to just the audio commentary of Fight Club?
Yeah, this was on meditation. In the background. The volume was on, and I just really tried to like zen out and breathe.
Okay.
And that pushed me through. And then on my 9th viewing this morning before you guys came, I got another break, and I took a shower, which was huge.
Yeah,
it was very helpful. But at the beginning of this podcast, I said, breaks are for chumps. I'm going to do the whole goddamn thing.
Mm.
So I've already crumbled on that, you know?
It's okay.
And I think that's fine.
15 minutes is no time at all.
Yes. But I'm really... last night, I got really emotional to a Taylor Swift song that came on. It was just... I was doing a little bit of scrolling.
So where did this... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were scrolling on your phone.
This is on one of your 15-minute breaks.
Honestly, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I was scrolling during the movie. It was fucking 5 a.m. Like,
no, fair enough.
What else am I doing? I'm scrolling through TikTok. Sure. Like, there's only.
Oh, you're on TikTok.
I was on TikTok. And that's
probably the most
that.
Shocking thing you'll hear at this podcast. Is that a grown man that's over the age of 19 is on TikTok.
Well, you know, I like to be in the loop. I like to know what's going on.
Right. It's the hot new app, but it's definitely not for our generation.
No, but don't you want to know?
Sure.
So at least you can roast it?
I think it's less generational and more just like, are you weird?
Yeah, like, are you online? How online are you?
But everyone thought that about Vine and Instagram.
And look where they are now.
And look where they are now. Well, TikTok is, they're not doing well. They took a big hit.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You following
their stocks? They were hosting some copywritten stuff and some stuff that could have been sexually suggestive to minors. And then they just got fined a bunch of money and their stock dropped.
Nice.
Earlier this week.
You know what I have to say about that? Nice.
So Google took and the Apple Store took them off of their app stores.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
So that's a huge deal.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you
yeah.
get taken off of
there. Well, I'm happy to be grandfathered in.
It's a great time to get into TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dry space.
So there was a Taylor Swift song.
There was a Taylor Swift song.
Made you emotional.
On a TikTok?
It's just that it's like not even, it made me feel childish because it was just that Bad Blood song, and it was like, what is the line? It's like, it's so sad to think about the good times or something like that.
Yeah, that is that's the
lyric.
Line, yeah.
And I was just like, because it plays on a loop, and I was like kind of spacey, and so it just like kind of went through a couple of times. And I just started really thinking like, man, sometimes it is
so
sad
to think
about
the good times.
Yeah. And I really had to like take myself out of that mental rut where I was like, I think it kind of like made me think about some of the good times and how I...
Any good times in particular? What types of good times were
you thinking
about?
I think just like a pretty general swath of like...
Yeah. Oh, I used to be out not watching Fight Club
with
my friends.
Yeah, it was like, it really magnified the bubble that I put myself in where it's like, I'm beyond the good times of this and I'm purely into the slog of doing
it. You're far from the shallow now, if I may.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, Lady Gaga.
If I listened to that song right now, I would break down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would absolutely break down.
Yeah. You and every other TikTok star would break down listening to that song.
Let me ask you both. When's the last time you've seen this movie?
I think I saw this movie last maybe 5 years ago.
Pretty good.
I had a phase with it in high school for sure where I watched it many times.
What exactly does that mean, a phase? Like, it was just on repeat?
I like had a DVD, and this is when you had DVDs, and so I probably had like 20, 30 DVDs. This was one of them. I enjoyed the movie, so I would like probably, I think I put it on a lot. And I would listen to the director's commentary and stuff like that too. I was like into the movie.
Did you feel like as a younger person you adopted this as a philosophy, or
in my life?
What made you keep returning to it?
Oh boy, why did I keep returning to it? I think I actually respected the level of production involved and that there were many different locations and subplots and Easter eggs and like things going on. And I thought it was like very layered in a like impressive way to me when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I think I wasn't super into the philosophy of it. I definitely didn't go out and like fuck shit up after I watched it. I think I thought that Edward Norton was a cutie.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
Weirdly, not Brad Pitt, not my type. I just like the
little
more
too
mousy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skinny little types.
I don't know. Well, it's also like, he's very obtainable. Like, I feel like I could get Edward Norton.
Yes.
There's no way any of us are getting Brad.
No. And I don't want to feel that rejection, so it's not attractive.
Right.
I know how he would react to me.
He would laugh in your fucking face.
Yeah. take my scalp.
Laugh you out of the city.
Yeah.
And take my scalp.
When's the last time you saw the movie?
I think I saw it in maybe 2013. Very important year for me. In like for an acting class, I did like a. I think we did a scene for I didn't end up doing a scene, but
what scene?
I think it's the scene with the lie where he pours the lie.
Do you want to run the scene real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to run the scene.
Who do you want to play?
I have both copies of the scene right here.
Well, who do you want to play?
I want to
be Tyler.
I want to be Edward Norton because it seems like I could pull off that.
This
range.
Is a good test. Let's see how much of the movie you know now.
Yeah. Can we get it, Katie? Do you mind?
I know none of this.
Yeah. Well, me neither.
None of this has been going in.
Because I've seen this 11 times doesn't mean I'm going to know it word perfect.
You guys do improv?
Yeah. Do you mind giving us an action, Katie? When you're
but, yeah, what scene are we doing?
We're going to do the lie scene.
The lie scene. And I think the two choices were like some of the lie scene and then the reveal scene where Brad Pitt's in the hotel. And he's like, I'm you because I'm so better. So that I could play Brad Pitt. So we'll roll right into that scene from that other one.
Oh, we'll do both.
Yeah.
Great.
To really
great.
Mess with your no sleep state.
Okay, great. So just...
So, you know, interior.
It's interior.
Interior gross kitchen
paper
day.
Soap company. Sorry, it's an S Corp. He filed for it.
Okay. Fair.
What is this? What is all this soap?
I'm making soap. I'm making soap. Come here.
And then, yeah. So the movie's really written in a hard way because he just will launch into these pseudo-psychology monologues. That if you're in high school and you're just finding out these things about life, it's very, very, very cutting.
Listen, poignant. Do you think you're free? Do you think that you're free right now? Give me your hand.
What is
you
that?
Know what they? You know why people in Egypt used to wash their hands at certain points in the river? Because they'd go upstream where they buried the bodies, and the fat would drip out, and there would be lye in the river, and there would be white in the river, and they got to wash their hands in the white of the river because it was clean from the dead bodies. Give me your hand. And then I grab.
What is that?
I violently grab his hand.
Tyler, Tyler please, jerks direction. The narrator's hand towards him and gives him a big kiss on it.
This is, and then I kiss you. Uh-huh. And then I get, this is lie. This is what makes soap.
You're lying.
No. This is real. And then I...
He sprinkles some of the lie on top of his hand.
This is pain. Live in the moment right now. Live in the moment. You're trying to run away from this? This is the first time you've ever been alive, and you're trying to away from this? He slaps him. Bam.
You don't know how this feels.
You don't... Yeah, of course I know how this feels. And then there's
Tyler
this.
Reveals a butthole on the back of his hand. Whatever was going on in the makeup that day.
And then, why are you trying to run away from the only time that you've been alive, man? And what pain is freedom, baby. And freedom is pain. And once you feel real pain, you're free. Bitch. You dumb bitch.
Very good. That's great. That's pretty close.
That's a great scene.
Yeah.
For having watched it only 11 times, you got most of the dialogue.
I feel like it's most of it. The thing that's most memorable to me is like this weird jack off of like, I actually did a little bit of historical research and found out that they used to have lye in the Nile River.
Yeah.
And it was available for people to be clean. Ugh.
It's a flex.
I'm tired of this movie.
Right.
Guys.
Yeah, that when anything is like this obscure fact of like sharks eat chum and they swim upstream, it's always someone who doesn't have a personality.
Yeah.
That will be like, I know what my personality would be.
Facts.
I'll know more than everyone, and then surely people will want to touch my gross dick.
Did you know if you take the top layer of skim from the soap, it's boom boom juice?
Yeah. Right. And that's what this movie is preaching to.
This movie does not get better over time.
It really doesn't.
Interesting. Worse?
The thing is like, I think it is one of those things where it's like, I can't think of the phrase that I want to say, but it's like, it won't bottom out at a certain point. Like, it's always going to be like, a B minus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just care less and less and feel like, you ever have people in your life that you're kind of good at tuning out?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, what'd you say?
She got me, dude.
She got you.
Yo.
I feel like this movie is becoming
that
a person like that for me where I can just really tune it out and then like spend some time in my head, which is fine for the most part.
I have to say, seeing this for the first time as a like adult woman in the Me Too era, I'm not gonna go there, but there are many things where I was just rolling my eyes at this stuff in a way that I was like into it as a teenage girl, just not really caring about like gender stuff.
Yeah
There are no women. There's one woman in this movie.
There's two.
Who is a fleshlight that smokes.
The cancer, the woman.
No arc. She just exists for him to have sex with
and like be upset.
What are you doing? This is crazy.
And it's true that we were talking about this during the movie a little bit, but that if there were more women in this movie, the movie would fall apart because all the women would just be like, what are you doing? Stop fighting each other.
Hey, no, yeah. don't do that. Yeah. It is as a straight white man, it is an unsettling amount of straight white men in this movie.
Lots.
Where it's just like it gets boring and uncomfortable. Of like, this is like a rally. Anytime a bunch of men get together, like even when I've done college shows and I'll go to like a fraternity after, it's like, come on. Even though they're all nice people, it's always like, ooh.
They start shouting a little bit.
Yeah. There's something about those guys hyping each other up.
They're one decision away from making a life-altering decision, right. Like mistake. You
know? Mob mentality. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I do think this movie and Heath Ledger's Joker as not responsible, but inspired and facilitated a lot of sick people that have done very terrible acts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got into that, but as far as like mass shootings and people that have done bombings.
Oh, trust me. We've gotten all over bombings and mass shootings on the spot. Yeah.
Angry young men.
Yeah, it breeds. What did you say the Venn diagram was?
Oh, so the Venn diagram of people that like this movie and currently listen to Joe Rogan is a perfect circle.
Yeah, they do not there's a full overlap.
Yeah. And it's not like Joe Rogan's a bad person, but it's four people that have just figured out about, they just learned about Eckhart Tolle, they just learned about Buddha, and they're super into weights.
I want to make it abundantly clear for the podcast community that I've got nothing against Joe Rogan. Sure. I'd be happy to be on the pod.
No, he's actually great at interviewing people because he's not the smartest person in the world.
Yeah.
So he genuinely comes at everything with interest.
He's like, tell me more.
Wait, what is that?
Tell me more.
Right. Even though he's alt-right adjacent.
Yeah, he's in that. He's definitely dancing with the devil.
Oof.
But Joe, hey. I'm not going to say no to that. I'm not going to say no to you, Joe.
Listen, I will go over there anytime, get loaded up on Kratom, drink some bulletproof coffee. Kratom, sorry. And just talk about how kettlebells are the new way to hack your sleep.
But so you have Fight Club fans and Joe Rogan fans in the
It's a new breed of guy, but it was happening in 1998 when this movie came out.
Yeah, because I was going to say, do you think there are people regularly watching Fight Club? Still, do you think there are people who are like, Fight Club is my favorite movie? I watch it a lot. It seems to like really be.
But they're
in the
grown
past
now. They're like, you know.
What is their favorite movie now?
Green Book.
Because
they're like, oh, we're not that bad.
We're not that bad. We feel good about ourselves. No, I think you grow out of this movie, and it's hard to go back and watch it now. Because I remember watching this with my brothers at a young age and being like, wow, this movie's genius. Right, and it is a good, legitimately good twist in the movie, but now you watch it now, and there's just so many, like, very cringe moments.
Hey, gang, we're going to be right back after this short break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Can I ask you guys a question that the movie has inspired me to ask you? Mm. If you guys died right now, would you be happy with your life?
I would.
Huge answer.
Yeah.
You'd be happy.
I would
be happy. You've accomplished some nice things. You've loved the right people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would feel happy. I feel like I made the most of my time. There's definitely large weeks where I've done nothing and been a full-on loaf. But overall, it felt like everything I could do, I have possibly done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is sort of the plateau, too. Let's be honest.
Of life? Absolutely.
Yeah, this
is
your
plateau. This day took a dip. Well, in a very real way, if I did not like you, I would not be doing this.
Oh, absolutely.
This advances me in no way, but this was like an excuse to hang out with you, and you're someone that I like a lot.
Well, I appreciate that.
I think is a great person, and it's fun to hang out with, yeah. So that is why I'm here.
Yes.
You're trying to get him to cry 24 hours into the
absolutely. Well,
I just love you,
well,
dude.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is, baby, that we have no bad blood.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There is no bad blood.
There's no bad blood.
And we can think about the good times, and it's not sad.
No.
You know?
I'm pretty sure these mics are not even plugged in, and that's fine.
People won't
me.
Come over to hang anymore, you know.
Well, everyone's in their late 20s now, so everyone's like, oh shit, this 30's coming up. We gotta like work.
Yeah,
we gotta if we're gonna hang, we gotta make this monetized.
Well, and look at your boy,
right?
Trying to make. The more I think about it, is like, yes, this is a challenging thing, and it is a different thing to do, but. You did pick the thing to do that is being very comfortable in the space that you feel comfortable, which is your home, having to do the least effort at all.
Right.
You know, I didn't choose to like prepare to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Right. Or like, even Machu wait outside Pichu. On the roof for like, what's it like to be outside for 20? That would have been a thing.
What's it like to be outside for more than 22 minutes?
Which I have never seen you outside for more than 22 minutes.
I get too crisped.
No, all the time. We were shooting in Santa Clarita something, and you'd be like, "I'm hot. I'm gonna go inside.
I'm gonna go into the air conditioning." Katie, how about you?
If I died right now, would I be happy with my life?
Yeah.
So that's I'm gonna just like breeze on by. That's assuming that I have consciousness after I've died and can like reflect. So are you saying heaven is real?
Wow. Well, in the movie Fight Club, heaven is real in a very real way.
Or an afterlife.
Yeah, you are
okay, so
sentient
I'm like
enough to.
You're looking down. You're like seeing
like
your funeral.
I'm gonna go. No, I'm not happy with it.
That's fair. I don't think that's a bad thing to admit.
There's a whole lot more that I plan on doing. You know, we don't have to get into it here, but I got plans, man.
Yeah, you've got plans,
and
yeah.
I think it also kind of off what you said coming. You know, I'm on my fifth month of unemployment at the moment. Which sounds worse than it is. You know, I'm just figuring things out. I'm moving on to a new show, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting around all the time not doing anything, and I'm definitely in the thick of, like, what's going on?
Yes.
I need to be doing more with my life and watching, yeah.
I feel
need to be
very,
climbing Kilimanjaro. Yeah. I watched Free Solo, and I was like, who am I?
Yeah.
I suck.
Also, that would not be productive, though, for what you want to do.
Totally. Like,
to train, you know, to climb.
Spoiler alert on here, they're like, hey, Jacob, you could have cycled to Las Vegas to L.A. in the same amount of time that you've been currently watching Fight Club. That's also a waste of time.
Yeah, ew.
That's also like, you didn't help the world at all. Oh, there's a penis.
A penis just popped up. On penis
oh,
count.
I missed it again.
Oh.
But like people that are like in
show
the...
Show me that cock.
Show me that way too hairy, purplish cock. But people that are like biking, you're not making the world a better place. People that are at the gym and they're posting things like hashtag hustle, no days off. Like, you can't appropriate work quotes.
Do you know
work,
what it sounds like you're saying?
What?
Self-improvement is masturbation.
Oh my God, Tyler
Can
Durden.
You realize? See, that's my big thing about this movie is that.
It's not wrong.
It's not wrong. It's just framed in a bad way. Because
sure.
You just got to the same exact point
absolutely.
That he did, but you didn't say masturbation, you know?
Right. There's more poetic ways of saying everything, but it is a movie, so you understand the medium. They had to like condense it down. It's got to be like mass appeal. But overall, the movie's not wrong. Capitalism is bad, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a slave to the things we own, blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
punch Jared Leto in the face until he goes unconscious.
Absolutely.
These are lessons we can bring with us.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to kill you both.
Okay.
So you're going to be disappointed with your life.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing thing would be dying in Glendale.
What is your problem with Glendale?
Nothing.
Because, you know, I'm not like in the thick. I'm not going to tell them where I live, but I'm like south.
It's
I'm pretty south.
It's a good part. It's not Van Nuys.
Yeah.
We're central, I'd say, still, to things that you want to go to. You're very central.
Are you saying I live in Central Glendale?
I'm saying
Central
you
Glendale.
Exist centrally yes. to the places that you like to go.
Yes, I'm not far from
Soup Plantation, Target, oh. Ulta Store. These are all things you can hit
there
up.
There are three Targets within 2 miles of
there
my house.
Are.
You know what I mean?
There are. That's it's almost like this is where Targets are born, and then they like move them like mobile homes.
Great. We're going to move on to a section called Ask Me the Same Three Questions. So I wrote up questions that the guests will ask me about the movie that are the same three questions every time, so I can force the audience to have a little bit of repetition on their own, because I really doubt that these answers will change throughout. So I'm going to highlight these questions, and Katie,
and then we ask these questions.
Yes, yes. And then I'll let Katie read them.
Okay. All right.
And I've answered these questions at this point twice before.
Okay.
So it's not exciting to me.
I'd like...
If anything, it's a daunting thing to have to do in the middle of the pod.
Do you like this movie?
That is a lovely...
I'm beginning to like it less.
Okay.
Because I've seen it so much.
Yeah.
I thought we had a good time watch. That's what I keep coming back to is that... I'm not a huge fan of this movie, but every time I watch it with people, we have a good time. I'm running out of things to pick up on that I haven't noticed. There was something in this viewing, 11 viewings, that I hadn't seen before, and it's when that dude, there's the cutaway shot to the dude puking in the trash can.
Oh, yeah, so Jared Leto gets the shit beat down. Oh, no, this is when he's bleeding.
I think it's when Jared Leto gets the shit beat out of him.
Jared Leto gets the shit beat out of him so hard that they do an insert shot. There was clearly another setup where a guy pukes up what looks like tapioca pudding with a bit of green food coloring in it.
Yeah.
Into a trash can. Blah! And that guy probably called home and was like, Mom,
it's huge.
I got my own scene.
I had to do it 86 times.
I improv through the vomit. I said a few lines. I don't know if they'll pick up, but I was like, oh, I have a whole backstory. I'm worried about my wife.
Who's my wife? But so I still like the movie. I don't know what it'll take for me to hate it. Maybe just like 20 more hours.
Yeah.
Sure. You know?
But I think that you're a rational enough guy to understand that it's more your experience of the movie and not the movie as it exists. Like,
yeah.
I think even at the end, you'll be like, I appreciate that this is a movie and people like it and it's good.
There are better movies. There are far worse movies.
But I am curious to hear your answer at the end of this. I'll have to tune in to the podcast.
I guess you'll have to listen to the pod.
Okay. Question number two. Why is this movie such a cultural touchstone?
It's the same answer every time, but it's just like, it's a movie. This is where it gets hard, guys.
That was the same answer.
Well, it's not that it's the same answer. It's just like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really putting on a good face. I'm very tired.
You're doing very well.
The words are getting harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
They're deep in my brain. And
just flow of consciousness, this thing.
Yeah, not the perfect
answer.
Why is
it a cultural touchstone?
People want to be mad, and it makes them feel mad, and then they're like, I'm not the only person that's mad.
Sure.
Fuck yeah. And also, there's so many hot bods.
Well, it's a very specific...
There's so many hot bods.
It's a very specific emotion of like when you first become sentient enough to be like, I have free thought. I want to invest more in knowledge and outside the bubble. I want to zoom out. Maybe you've taken drugs for the first time.
Yeah.
Also, you're angry. Also, you're highly emotional. So I feel like it's people that are in high school about to go to college is like that perfect age.
Yes. There's something about this movie that makes me feel like this phrase is said all the time, like, oh, you have to see Fight Club.
Right.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, even if they don't necessarily agree with the philosophy, it's one of those movies that I think is respected enough for what it did, for what it is and what it's done, that people are like, oh, you have to see that. Like, you should see Casablanca. You should see Jurassic Park. You should see Fight Club. It just feels like just good enough to be in that zone of like, none of us have to see Old School.
Right.
It's a great movie,
right.
Super funny, but like, we don't have to, we're not going to be different people if we see Old School.
No.
People are like, you might have a different thought of your existence if you watch Fight Club.
Yeah, and those are the people you have to watch out for.
Yeah.
The people who saw Fight Club are like, I'm changing everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine someone finding out about Fight Club now and making that their personality?
I would love that. There's got to be someone.
There's some people. We have to assume that there's a category of kids who are coming up who are too young to know about it.
Yes.
And they come into college or high school and their older brothers like watch Fight Club and then they do, you know?
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What's that for us? Like when I was in college, I'm trying to think what some like old movie that someone was like, this
you
is
have to see
tight.
This?
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
I didn't go to college.
Like some no, old,
that's,
like,
and that's really takes us back to why we're here. And it's really trying to. So the GoFundMe.
I should
is,
have just gone to UC Santa Barbara, but I wanted to do improv. It was too far for me to
do
improv.
And obviously, I've been to UC Santa Barbara. You can do improv up there.
Oh, and
there's an improv team that will open up for me up there.
Alone from night to night, you'll find.
All right,
me.
Question number three.
We're not done with these, huh?
No, and this is the longest segment.
One more. One
you
more.
Hate it. It feels like the listeners hate it.
Yeah. Let's tie up this segment real quick. Is Tyler Durden real?
No, done.
Right.
Why was that even
I
a
wrote
question?
That. I wrote that question.
And it almost seems like this movie goes out of their way once you know the twist to let you know that they're the same person.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen the movie in a very long time and did not recall how obvious they spell it out because I remember conversations of people being like, well, is he his own guy? But it's like so clear that he's a figment.
Yeah, like one of the first lines he says is that, you know, some where it was like sometimes Tyler speaks for me.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Oh, I know
I
this.
Know.
Because, I know this because Tyler knows this.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, because of the same person? Because
he told you.
But they do a good job. They do a good job.
Oh, he must have told him.
Everything looks like a video game. It's cinematography's great.
Well, now that we've gotten out of that hellish ditch of a segment.
Yeah.
We are going to be moving on to a segment that I like to call I Could Have Done Anything Else.
Yes.
Else.
Okay.
Yes.
Else.
So this is where we tell you things you could have done in the time you've been watching Fight Club.
Exactly.
The first of which is you've been marathoning Fight Club for longer than the entire lifespan of a mayfly.
Fuck.
Is that impressive? Honestly, who gives a fuck about a fly?
It's interesting to think about for the small moment that I've done something that is an entire universe to something else.
Yes.
Right. And I guess we don't know the significance of a bug.
And I'm not trying to argue that there is significance, but like in that little bug's life, I basically pissed it. I pissed its life
away.
Right,
but it's only a big deal if you are that bug.
Correct.
Because what you're having is a near-life experience. And it's like in the grand scheme of things, if you knew that you had 80 years, this would be, you know, not that big of a deal, but if you knew that at 31 you're gonna die, then this podcast is a great go back and listen.
Yeah,
we'll play this at your funeral.
Like, please
here's
do.
What he did.
Chop it together though, like make it fun and like light.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be a funny funeral.
Yeah, like
don't worry.
A bit of a compliment.
It's gonna be a funny funeral. Yeah. We're gonna have a joke casket that's gonna bottom out. I'm going to get the team that did Scare Tactics.
Yeah.
You're gonna come out. You're gonna be on strings.
I like this.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
Absolutely. Okay, so then the other thing is you could have, what I said is that you could have cycled from Vegas to L.A. And that's interesting placement because you have to go to Vegas first.
Yeah, I have
just
to get
to
on a plane
back.
In Burbank.
Right.
Buy a bike in Vegas.
Go to Vegas. You'll probably partake in Vegas, feel like shit, and then bike back, provided you don't stop, obviously.
What I'll say to that is that that's probably a more enlightening experience than this.
Absolutely.
I think you get into like a real mental zone of like clarity and understanding that this. I thought there would be like a moment of like, I'm so loopy. Maybe it'll come, but I'm so loopy that I'll just like be in a meditative, like almost sedated state. But there's this movie's like so frantic and like it really is hard to kind of block out sometimes.
I imagine that phase is coming for you. But the cycling is a whole physical thing.
Yeah.
That you
physical
would have been going through.
Exertion. So if you're in a marathon, like you will cry at the end.
Yeah. Yes.
You've pushed your body so much that even if you're not making great time, it's just everything's heightened because your body's turned on.
That's what Fight Club is doing to your mind.
I'm through a cycle.
Do you know anyone in this time that like has like sparring mats? What if you tried to fight your way through Fight Club?
I'm gonna like, fight the
I would throw on some like let's just say like
every time they
I had
fight
some
in the
boxing
movie,
gloves at
you,
the house.
You hit this pad. Yeah.
Yeah. I would box you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it'd be like respectful, and it'd be like
a
movie.
Very tasteful. We're all actors. No one's gonna get their face popped. No one's gonna get Jared Leto'd. I would like to dye my hair. But it might be interesting for you to exhaust your body as well. That might achieve that mental state.
Like, yes, that like
because you'll be forced to turn something off, and that's physical discomfort.
Well, I'm just gonna keep sitting. I'll be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go get some pads or anything. Are there any
more? If Headgum is listening, I would like to pitch another podcast here.
Okay.
Me as the separate side project. I'm turning away from the group right now.
Great.
Doing a hard pitch for me.
What is this pitch?
It's I just exhaust myself on a podcast, and it's really relaxing to listen to because I'm so out of breath.
Yeah. Okay, that was 1 mile.
Coffee. Get your keto coffee here. Now we're going into the mental health state examination portion of the show.
Yes, this is the segment where my guests put me through the mental ringer, where they ask me questions that I have not seen, and very much like the homework assignments Tyler Durden gives to his Project Mayhem people, these envelopes were sealed and were secret to me.
Yes, you did. You remember the thing. So you're pretty lucid because we had mentioned that during the movie that you would bring that up. And
I
remembered that.
I did remember.
Because one thing that stands out, this movie is for anarchists, they're very well organized.
Yes.
There's a lot of rules for this anarchy-focused system. Even when he's in the car and he's about to go crash them, he puts his seatbelt on. He's like, safety first.
Yeah, let's not
fully
die.
Before you kill yourself.
So let's go ahead and go through.
Okay, and we have a big song that we can't have prepared for this.
Yes. Oh, an intro song. You're throwing it to a stinger that I don't have and will have to make now?
Yeah, we came in and we've created a stinger. So it goes, mental health
is really important.
Get checked out with a mental provider if it's not a podcast. And that's great because it's so off key that no one could ever get it stuck in their head.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And we'll be using that for all
Thank
the
apps.
Yeah. That's
Thank
so
you.
Nice of you to bring that
Thank
in.
You.
That was very kind.
Yeah, cut
so
out.
From the mental health state examination,
you know, first we're being instructed to just, I think for us to make some notes about how you're looking, how we feel you're doing.
Yeah. There will be
before we get to the questions.
Okay. There's a, there's a an assessment part. Is that what it's saying? Is that you should assess
me?
Yeah,
well, we're supposed to assess you on visuals. So first, it's just clothing.
Great.
Surprisingly, you're in a button up.
You are wearing
also
clothing
in joggers, which is the pajamas for men that are allowed to be clothes.
He called. I mean, that's why I chose
joggers.
I thought they were khakis, but they've got a scrunchy leg.
No, a lot of men's clothing is just like, how can we wear pajamas?
Yeah.
And make women buy that we're wearing clothes.
Yeah. Well,
these are my works. Like comfies. Like they have elastic. There's a lot of room to breathe. I'm feeling comfortable.
They're great.
Yeah.
And the button up does surprise me too.
It throws
I thought
you
maybe
off. It throws you off.
There would be a t-shirt or a hoodie.
I think this is like a pretty loose fitting one. So it's just kind of like it's like kind of a slob shirt in my mind, even though it is a button down.
Clothing is seasonal appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This person's not making wild choices. You haven't been inspired like a lot of people where when they get a bad leather jacket. Like a Tyler Durden type clothing piece.
I can't wait to lose my mind and at like 2 a.m. postmate a 52 chest leather jacket.
It's your chest. Sir, we're going to have to kill some more animals. Do you want to stay on the phone while we do it?
Sorry, I've got some bitch tits that I need covering.
Oh my God.
On the TV right now, just a 3D sex scene, and I love to see it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in the sex scene in this.
It's just, they just fuck and the camera moves around.
The rotoscope is a bunch of still images, essentially.
Yeah.
And then also her love making sounds. It's supposed to be like wild sex, but if you just really listen to it and you're an adult that's had sex before, you can tell that she's not coming.
She's not having a good time.
She's not even close
to
coming.
Well, the one in this 3D scene sounds a lot like, you know, in The Shining when there's just sort of like ambient people like, ah.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like that. I think they maybe just took it from that.
They're like, just fucking use The Shining. Let's cut
it's
out the
It's fine. It's clearly made by men that have never made a woman come.
Yeah.
So that's this movie. David like, Fincher. What does an orgasm sound like? Oh, soup. So
I've never experienced the female orgasm.
Oh, it is.
That was me being David Fincher. Movie.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't clear to the audience.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he was just trying to explain a woman into orgasm.
I fucking love that I'm falling apart, don't you, you sick fucks?
You're really, I mean, you're doing better than me.
You're doing better. Postures, surprisingly, this would be acceptable. Your posture is acceptable for a job interview, besides the bare feet. Besides your filthy bare feet. Besides the fact that
he's got his leg up on his knee, which is, you know, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Confident.
Your feet look like they were set dressed to be Dungeon Troll 3. A customer came in and powdered them with fake dirt.
I was walking to the dumpster without socks.
Sure.
And now I'm being roasted.
Sure.
Yeah, I got dirty little feet. I'm a little dirty.
But other than that, you're no food stains and your posture's great.
Perfect.
Yeah. It also asks for gait, but I'm not really sure I've seen you walk.
I could do a quick walk.
Yeah, would you do a little song for us?
Because that honestly is the weirdest part of being awake right now, is that I start to move and then my body recognizes that I am in movement and is like, what's happening?
There's something to this
physical
part.
So I'll just do a quick walk.
Quick.
So he's getting up at a normal rate. He's put the mic down. He's adjusting his shirt so he still cares. Set the headphones down. He's adjusting clothes. Okay, he's already tripped over a roller on the ground that rolls out your muscles. And he does he's sighed heavy, like a divorced dad that lives in Phoenix. he's sighed. He did a turn. He doesn't appear to be limping,
it's
but
stiff.
It looks like someone who's had a
walk.
Limp that healed. Like, oh, the physical therapy's going well. Like, we wouldn't comment on it. But so far, healthy walk. Maybe there's some...
It could be worse.
You definitely want your kids back, and you don't want to be in this condo, but...
I feel like I'm like 10 hours away from being Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black.
Ooh, sure. Me likey that.
Oh, sugar.
Grooming, we went over that roughly.
Yeah.
Facial expressions. A normal amount of facial expressions. Yeah.
Yeah. The eyes are honestly very... They have a lot of life in them. There's no glazing over or anything like that. Although you are looking at me, the longer you're staring at me right now, it actually is sort of starting to come through. Like, you have been up for a long time, and I can tell. I'm just, like, honing in.
Yeah,
here,
no,
it does. But, like, to any sort of passing, like, if someone came in here and didn't know what you were doing, I don't think they would think you've been up longer than, you know, since 8 a.m. or the normal time people wake up.
What a dream.
Yeah, you've been up since 8 a.m., but you have a bad life.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Oh, man, it seems like he is... Just sat down from doing a lot of errands.
Oh, you know, he doesn't have anything to wake up for, but he did wake up because you can only sleep for so long.
I guess I'll get out of bed now.
Great time to mention one of our sponsors, Sealy Posturepedic. If you want a great bamboo mattress that's just the hard parts of bamboo, Sealy Posturepedic.
Sealy Serta Stern & Foster's. Chatham & Wells.
Sorry about that. And it's laced with keto coffee. So don't squeeze the mattress unless you want to wake up. Sealy Posturepedic keto coffee.
You're ruining my ad chances on this.
Are they not going to pick us up for that? I feel like just any mention in our current landscape of
if I
outrage marketing.
Any money from this, God is not real.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just feels like I'm going to have a great time doing this and it'll be very fun. But there's no way I'm going to make cash.
You
I'm
never
not in
know.
This for the cash grab.
Maybe not directly, but someone's going to listen to the pod and be like, I got to get this guy
gotta
on
gotta
my show.
Get him on HBO's, yeah. I got to get him on
HBO's
Animals. HBO
Succession.
Your motor activity.
Canceled.
It seems hard cancel. Your motor activity seems fine. I think we went over that in the walk.
Psychomotor activity.
You haven't dropped anything besides tripping over
processes.
That? But
yeah.
That trip was pretty bad, but yeah.
No, you're here. You're with us. I'm not concerned.
I just didn't know it was there. I didn't move. I didn't put the phone while they're there.
Level of arousal? I know what that means, but isn't that fun?
What's the question? Like how horny I am?
Yeah. How aroused are you?
Are you calm, agitated? Do you have any aggression? You know, that kind of arousal. Emotional arousal. Well, we're going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel like he snapped at us once.
No,
I feel like
you're a very calm guy.
You've had many moments where you could have snapped at me.
Sure, yes.
And you didn't take it.
I didn't.
And you have been getting up and getting things for us. You know, I was like, I want a snack. And you got up and you got me a snack.
Gotta
be a good
host. Which
is crazy for, yeah.
Gotta be a good host.
Being up for so long, I should have gone in the kitchen and gotten it.
No, please, don't ever enter my kitchen. Allow me.
No. And that goes into report and engagement as well, which is the next thing we're supposed to make note of.
What is it?
Our report and engagement.
Yeah.
So, like... I mean, I'll say, you know, as we were watching the film, we were having a great time just chatting. And I mean, we were watching the movie.
Sure, absolutely.
Don't get it twisted. But we were also just,
as you could tell from that
shit,
scene, we quoted verbatim. We were watching the movie.
I feel like, never mind. Never mind. I don't want to say that on a recording.
Oh, goodness.
You're the most in love with us that you've ever been.
Yes. And I don't want to say that on recording.
All right. Well, I said something very vulnerable. It wasn't reciprocated. So we're going to go for a zero on report and engagement.
I love you to death. You know that.
I know.
I'll do anything for you.
I know. I love you too.
You call. You give me a call, I'm there. No matter how big, how small. You know I'm there.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And he can't take it. He didn't even look at me.
I can take it. Thank you very much.
You're lovely.
I love you. I've been up since
the body language here is just something to see, folks.
Too safe?
To see. To something
see.
To see.
He seems too safe. He seems like the aggressor in the situation.
Just leaning, you know. Anyways.
And then check in with, what is your current mood?
I feel tired. I feel a little frustrated that I'm having a hard time talking and like saying what I want to say. It's not coming super clearly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can't discern if that's a level of self-judgment that's unnecessary because I am tired and I'm like, watch what you're saying, or if it's literally just like exhaustive retrieval.
That makes sense.
It doesn't seem like you're having any trouble talking to us.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
You're
it's probably my
self.
Own, my own, what's that word?
And regardless, you're judging yourself because you're making a podcast and you want it to be good.
Exactly.
So you're extra worried about it, but no.
At least at this point, 11 movies back to back. This is just like some people's life.
Mm.
Some people have gotten this life. I think when you hit the 16-hour mark, then it becomes something that's really like, ugh.
Yeah.
You might take a dip, but there's people that have done this, and I've come close to this.
Which is, like a 24-hour movie marathon is not unheard of.
It's
really people
different
have done that.
Movies.
But. No, but this is really, so we're basically going over these as a check-in because I think these will change in the next few episodes.
And I'm sure I'll get
similar
questions,
Right. Is there anything that you're worried about? And to really boil that down, like your life worries now, like the things you worry about as far as rent, what am I going to do next? Or people in your life, like...
I'm worried. What am I worried about? I don't know. Just like, I think I'm more worried that I feel very taken care of because I feel like I have invited very funny people that if I am not doing a good job, can pick up the slack and make it entertaining. I don't think I'm going to quit. Like if I made it through the 20, I don't think I'm going to get to a point where it's like, well, I'm done. I'm going to sleep. So I don't have a ton of worries. I just know that it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. And like that 3 to 7 a.m. thing, the reality of having to do that two more times really fucking kind of,
that's a dark period.
Yeah. And I just know what it's going to be and it won't, and like each time it'll be worse. So I just got to, that's my worry, is that I just got to get through more.
Are you worried that you might, like, fall asleep not on purpose? Like, have a little nap?
There's marijuana going into your system.
Yeah, I have been smoking weed, but I've been smoking a nice, energizing sativa.
That's very smart.
I don't think so, because, like, last night when I started sort of feeling fatigued, like, I opened all the windows and I opened the door, so it was, like, really cold. And, like,
you're being purposeful.
I was kind of, like, standing for like a half hour when I was the most tired.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, I just kind of have to stand.
You're going to know if you start getting drowsy.
Yeah. Like I know my dip.
Yeah.
My dip thing.
Yeah.
Something that's interesting is there's windows behind your couch, so facing into you. Have you thought about keeping them open so maybe your neighbors will be like, this guy's watching Fight Club? At least for what I know, the third time. Because it might really trip someone out.
I have a little setup in my garden just so I can like be outside and have some fresh air where it's like, I can see the TV
from the
garden if I open the door all the way. So if I have the door open all the way and I have a chair and like a, like on the stoop right there, I can watch it, but I do have to kind of crank the volume. And multiple times yesterday, people saw me just like sitting outside and being like, "Hey, man, what's up, dude?
Went to Fight Club again?"
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know if they're taking in the other exterior data besides me being outside.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you should pop some of these windows up and really get people an experience.
Yeah.
And you add your garden sessions in, and you're forever to be known as the Fight Club guy.
Oh, what a fucking
claim
to fame.
For some reason, that just bummed me out more than anything we've talked about so far. Is watching the movie through the door while you're trying to sit outside. Like, it's just like...
Well, I just like
no
it's
enjoyment.
Just so sad. Like,
yeah.
You really can't, like... Like, the rule is you're watching this movie.
Yes.
For 72 hours. So...
Yes.
You got to set up your... Oh, God.
And I just, like, know I need... Like, I've been on the couch you're on
enjoying
it. I've been on the couch I'm on. I've been on the
you
floor.
You
got to like,
switch it up.
I have to
it.
Switch it up. And I just, like, also this morning, like, just needed some fucking sunlight.
Yeah.
Like, to trick my body.
Yeah.
And so to be outside, like, in the sun was huge.
Yeah.
A little energizing...
It just really brings the whole nature of the project full circle to realize that you have to, you know, even to be outside for a few, you got to make sure you can see the TV through the door.
Exactly.
Very depressing.
It's sad. I've done
this
to myself.
Sorry, I'm not helping. Am I?
No, not at all. No, that is sad.
Yeah, man, you should quit.
I'm not going to quit. That's
should
the
be
most
the last
sad.
Episode.
To do this for 24 hours, have like three different guests come on, and then to not fulfill it is so fucking lame.
No, you're going to do it.
You're going to do it.
And
you're
going to
be
fun.
Right. I will be very mad at you if you don't do it.
Thank you.
It'll be the end of our
friendship.
That's
the pressure I need.
And I will actively cancel you online. I will go out of my way.
Will you lie?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Will
there's
you
enough data
we don't have
on
anything
him.
On him now. That,
yeah.
I look enough like a boy where people will believe me that this guy in a blonde mustache was the aggressor. I will really take advantage of this. Do things seem unreal to you?
Moving around is strange. Mm. I have already mentioned that, but it is feel it like takes a second for my consciousness to catch up that I'm moving.
Mm.
And it feels very like aloof and like not fluid.
Is it kind of like, oh, okay. I was imagining like the Donnie Darko like tube that like
it's kind of like that
in front of people. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like that, except the tube's
predetermined,
behind.
Right.
That's a movie.
And
you
your brain
watch.
Is at the other end of
yes,
the tube.
Yeah.
Yeah
and it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're moving, dude.
Are there any thoughts that you have a hard time getting out of your head?
You know, I think like spent a lot of time just thinking about women in my life that I've loved when that Taylor Swift song came on.
Yeah.
And I think that was like a big of like, oh yeah, like you're like gonna be essentially alone for 72 hours, which is fine. And I, you know, like really don't have problems like in the codependency realm of like needing people around or whatever. But I think it just like really got me in that headspace. And it took me a while to be like, what are you doing, dude? Mm-hmm. Like there is so much else you could be thinking about other than like these experiences you've had with people that you've once loved. Mm. And it wasn't all a bummer because a lot of those experiences are cool, but that was definitely like part of that whole like 3 a.m. freak out of like, what are you doing? Like,
do you think it's the movie giving you those specific kinds of thoughts? Because usually it's something like, oh, I like saw an old Facebook picture of me and my ex, and now
right,
I'm thinking about
yeah.
it.
Sense memory.
Is it like,
is
Fight
this
Club making you think about ex people?
Maybe. I don't see a direct correlation. I think like there's something about like the manic pixie esque Helena.
You mean
that
just like complete lack of any character?
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
love that. Don't
I just
you?
Love
yeah.
that.
But I feel like I've vacuum for your satisfaction.
Yeah, I feel like I've dated a handful of sort of like people that I was very interested in because they had some sort of similar like recklessness or edginess, whatever you want to call it. And it's hard for me to like, I can see like my own attraction towards that, and I can see it in the movie as well. And so I think those people have like crossed my mind.
And then the tenderness of a Taylor Swift song.
Yes, yes.
Mixed those weird worlds.
Yeah, like a dichotomous water and oil sort of scenario. Yeah.
You think you'll check back in with that song in another 15-minute break?
No, I spent... have you guys seen that video of the dude singing like a gospel version of the Golden Girls theme song?
Yes.
I listened to that for truly 30 minutes after... Because I was like, I just need something to cheer me up. And so
That's the best video ever.
Yeah, I just watched that video.
Where youth
repeat.
Pastor spoils Avengers Endgame. Also great, uplifting video. Do you think that anyone is trying to harm you?
No. That's
yeah, that would be insane
question.
If this movie treat like that would be a you problem.
Yeah, that
yeah, absolutely.
I feel like that's a question I needed to be asked at like hour 65.
Right. That we would have to search your house.
Yeah, I'm fine. Everybody's safe. Everybody's safe.
Right?
You're safe. I'm not going to kill you guys like I said as a bit earlier.
Do you think people can put ideas in your head?
Oh, for sure. It's called neuro-linguistic pathology. It happens all the time.
Tell us more.
Did you write that question just so you could say that answer?
No, I didn't. Like, there are ways that you can communicate to people that you can have a higher control of what they say.
Right.
Like, you see it a lot as like a sort of like party trick or whatever, where it's like somebody will make you do like a series of like quick math questions, mm-hmm. and then it's like, say a fruit, and it's like always carrot or something like that. And you like write carrot down and you're like, think of a fruit, and then you show them the paper and it's carrot or a vegetable, right. rather.
And cult leaders will do this.
Yeah, and it's like
ideas.
Yeah, there's like it's also very similar to this sort of like psychological idea of like, I want to do this, I can't do this, where it's like you eliminate the can't,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
can like really get into people's brains. And there's like, there's this dude, Darren Brown, who's really big on it, where it's like, it's a form of mentalism, like almost magic, where he's able to control people's actions through mostly just speaking to them. And you sort of get people on like a hypnagogic state or whatever, where you're like, and you can sort of like,
he's got people to jump off of buildings. Yeah. He's got people to essentially feel like they're murdering someone, even though it's been a trick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that guy who does the show about he gets people to
exactly
agree to murder.
Yeah, and he actually gave Jacob the idea for this podcast. So full circle.
Darren, I miss you, man. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Darren.
Can't wait to see you at the next special.
This case is great.
Where I get hired as an actor to pretend to jump off of a building.
Right. It's very clearly staged.
Yeah, his earlier stuff is a lot more convincing.
The earlier stuff in the stage show is very convincing because he uses the power of the audience and the suggestion to want to cooperate as a human being, which is a lot of what improv is want to cooperate and be part of the tribe. He uses that for hypnotists. As far, like, the medium is the crowd. That's what people don't understand.
Mm.
Do you feel like others can hear what you're thinking?
No.
Yeah, right?
No. I'm not
you're
surrounded around
condescending
telepathy.
Test.
I think this has been pulled from some sort of thing where it's like,
I would feel, if I was suicidal and someone read this to me, I would feel very condescended too. And do you feel like people can hear your poo-poo? Do you want to put shit through your teeth like it's a playhouse?
That's a short and quick no.
No.
Cool. Good.
You want to take the last question for me?
Let me serve it. What would you do if you could smell smoke in your house?
If I could smell smoke?
Yeah, if you could smell smoke in your house right now, what would you do?
Is that supposed to be along the lines of like, would I quit doing the marathon?
I suppose so, yeah.
I'd put the fire out and keep going.
Okay,
like I talked about this last episode, so I don't want to talk about it too much, but like today I was supposed to have an audition that would have been good and I probably would make money from, but I said no because I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So it's like, if there was a fire in the house and I could like put it out and would have to deal with like my burnt bed in like 2 days, I would do that. Like,
right.
I'm very committed
that
to doing
so
this.
Cool.
And I now have like, I have to like make up for the fact that I said no to potential money to continue. So I have like more ammo in my bag than I did when I started, you know? And there's a fucking rockin' ass punk show tonight that I'm not going to go to. So I have to make this worthwhile. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Avril Lavigne's back.
She's back, baby. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. I want to thank you guys so much for being here. Before I let you go, we did a very... Normally, I have you guys give me a guest assessment, but we kind of went through that.
Mm. Yeah.
And overall, you know, it feels like we're on the verge of not doing great, but we're still okay.
No, we're just about to get to the tipping point. You have all the right things, exhaustion mixed with what you think is perspective on the situation.
Yes.
Which is, and in any endurance project is the sign of like, okay, now the breakdown's about to happen.
Yes. So we don't spend too much time on it, but just to leave you everybody with something. Do you guys think this is a good idea?
Yeah. Good. Well, I will say very pointedly, I think you are having a near life experience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My favorite line from the movie.
Near life.
I think it's cool when anyone does something different and tries to learn more about themselves,
so
which is
sweet.
Clearly
you're
what
so
you're
sweet.
Doing right now. Like,
such a sweetheart.
I think that you are doing it because you want to come out on the other end of 72 hours and be like, you accomplish something, and also like what weird thoughts that I have. Maybe
some
of those are good.
My therapist says I'm searching for a lot of answers.
That's
great. I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
seem to be searching for a lot of different things lately.
I truly think it's a really bad idea. It's yeah. horrible, but that's what makes it entertaining.
That's all I want to hear, baby.
The whole idea is like, why would a human being do that? And that's what's funny and engaging about this.
Well, we'll end it there, guys, but I do want to give you an opportunity to say any more of your credits or plugs that yeah. you'd like to do at the end of the show.
Yikes. I never have this. I don't know what
plug
to
your
say.
Twitter.
My Twitter is twitter.com/KatieDelaney.
Spell it for them.
Oh, you, boy. Yeah. It's, you know, starts with a C.
Yeah.
CaitieDelaney. That's me. And that's it. Follow
yeah.
me.
Follow her. She's hilarious. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Moses.
I've got a bunch of stand-up shows coming up. I'm going to be in Austin at Cap City Comedy May 15th through the 18th. And then right here in Los Angeles, the Up and Up show presented by Team Coco.
A great show that you should check out.
At Dynasty Typewriter, May 21st. Comedians, Jacob's always a regular on the show. Where there's interview segments. For tickets, go to DynastyTypewriter.com.
This show's coming out next January, so that'll be...
So
I have no
the
idea
show will be
out.
Soon
yeah.
canceled.
But just Moses is a very funny stand-up. Just go ahead and find him anywhere you can.
I also forgot to mention, just check me out on Hinge.
Yes.
Fellas.
Yes.
Hinge, just keep swiping until
Holla
you find
at
it.
My girl.
If you remember, I prefer an Edward Norton type as
yes.
opposed
yeah.
to a classically yes. hot Brad Pitt. And
you're going
to
get a lot
Vinny
of dweebs.
Vinny D'Onofrio
yeah.
in Men in Black, also my type.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Boys, come through.
Okay,
come through, boys. And I'll leave everybody with this. The next episode, I will be watching the movie for number 15. So go ahead and tune in for the next episode where I'll have seen the movie 15 times. That'll be coming in around 9:30. So that's 6 hours from now, which means oof. I'll end up for about 33, four
yeah.
odd hours. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I hope you'd enjoy yourself. Remember, once you go crazy, if you're an okay person, you can always find your way back.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk to you soon.
Sweet and ill-advised.
This has been I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore. I'm Jacob Wysocki. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.